accession number 19767, Reel 2.
Gunther von Waskowski, Reel 2. Did you not have overcoats and hats?
Not proper winter overcoats. We had some extra, as far as I remember, long coats, but they were not proper winter coats.
What was the effect of the cold on the equipment that you had, the guns and other equipment?
Well, later on you couldn't use the guns because they were completely frozen in. I think it was my birthday that was... We made a change from Leningrad to Staraya Russia, and that must have been on the 25th of January. And I know we were in one rather big town, and you couldn't move for 10 yards, more or less, without turning around. I know we had to go to, wanted to have some food. And the place where it was, it was about 200 yards, so every 10 yards you had to turn around and rub your ears, rub your hands, otherwise they would have been frozen. It was, we were completely surprised. It was an extremely hard winter, normally, much harder than it normally is there.
So the guns were out of action during the winter?
Well, some of it, you had to heat it up then to make your locking possible, otherwise it wouldn't work. But most of it, I think most of the time we possibly got by.
Was your unit, your Abteilung, in the attack on Leningrad?
Yes, we were the attack. It was attacked practically all the time. It was encircled, really, and we didn't see very much action on the ground. I mean, we were obviously we were heavy artillery, and we were further back, so we all we had our orders to fire from then and then, but sometimes days there was no firing at all.
Would you get any incoming fire from the enemy?
No, very, very seldom.
When you got into Russia proper, what was your impression of the country and how they were living?
Desolate. Very poor. But it changed later on to a sort of admiration for some of the people there. Later on, that was in the Ukraine, really, I met some Russians. They were wonderful as individuals. We found that the Russians en masse, and especially if they had at that time the commissars there, they were could be rather nasty, but as individuals they were wonderful people, very open, very friendly. They would give you the last bit of bread they had, more or less. Wonderful, especially in the Ukraine.
So, from the Leningrad front, you moved, you said, to Staraya
Russia. Russia?
Russia,
yeah.
Where is that?
That is further south, near the Ilmensee. And I think that was a very hard fighting when the Russians started their offensive, their winter offensive. And there was very, very hard fighting. And that was probably when some of our normal soldiers who had it easy really during the first weeks of war found the Russian as a soldier very formidable. We moved in the Yes, we must have been there in February, somewhere like that. And it was to strengthen the front, because the Russians threatened to break through somewhere. I don't know the exact places there. But we were stationed there to bolster the front, really. From there, to carry on, we moved, and I think that must have been in March or April, we moved to south to Demyansk. Now, there was a pocket. I don't know if you heard of it, but there were, in that region, were two pockets where German troops were encircled by the Russian. One was Kulm, I believe, and this was Demyansk, and we were we were one of the troops for their relief. And I think there is one picture which stays in my mind, which is probably one of the sort of Dante's Inferno. You know, you get some, all the terrible things. We were on the march to this Demyansk pocket, and the roads were morassed, left, right. All we could use really is only one road, which was bolstered by cut off trees. Otherwise, you couldn't move. You couldn't use any artillery or any car or anything like that. All the roads were like this. It was like a big, big morassy part, and on each side there were just simple wooden crosses of people who fell there and were buried there, right in the middle of the morass. If you left your rollband, they called it, you would disappear almost up to your knees, if not more, in forest. And it was a time, I mean, I had a similar Dante's Inferno pictures later on in the pocket of Falaise, but that was in autumn or in August, while this was in spring. Not spring, it was grey. Something of the futility of the war, really, you suddenly experience. Anyhow, that was probably the worst picture of Russia which sticks in my mind.
Did you come across Russian infantrymen at all?
Not at that time, that was later. We were too far back, really, as artillery. From our point, interesting was, I read it later, I didn't know it at the time. There was this Führer addict, really, to shoot any Russian commissar who was handled and made prisoner. Well, we were never told this. I think our divisional commander, he never passed it on. So we never knew about it. I don't think we would have done it, really. In any case, it was, in one respect, it was quite civilized. But if you come into this spring offensive here, when we relieved the pocket of Demyansk, that was hard. That was much harder than really anything which we experienced later on the Western Front.
What did you succeed in relieving the troops from
encirclement? We did. We did, and I think on the after we broke in, we had a position there right in the middle of it, and I was injured after the second day. I think we were suddenly picked up by a Russian battery and of, I think we had one or two shots, we fired one or two shots, and suddenly they picked this up, and I was injured in my leg and spent about 6 months in hospital.
These were shell splinters in your leg?
Yes, yeah. And at that time, I had to be flown out by plane, really, because there was no safe land connection to the other part there.
Where were you treated?
In East Prussia, in Allenstein, which was quite a wonderful hospital. But there were complications with my leg, and actually I'm still suffering. I'm limping a little bit. And so I had to spend about 6 months there. It was a long time.
How did they treat him?
Very well. Well, at that time, everything more or less went normal. My parents came to see me. My brother came to see me. And that was... in war, you live from day to day. More or less, you don't ask too much. And in hospital, well, you don't ask too much. You go on, oh, well, tomorrow's another day, fine.
Did you have any broken bones?
No, mainly, I lost a lot of flesh, really, muscles, and so shortened.
And after your recovery, what happened then?
Back to my unit. Where are we now? 1942.
Sounds as though you were wounded in the spring of 1942.
That's right. And so that went on up till about 6 months, end of 42.
Where were your unit when you joined them?
That was still in East Prussia.
In Russia, you mean?
East Prussia, in very close where I was born.
You mean your unit had come out of Russia?
No. My unit was still there. What happened with them, I don't know. They had the home unit and they had the field unit. So the home unit was still there, and I went back to the home unit, which was all the injured people went through, or new people went through there. And I think at that time, I think I was promoted to Unteroffizier, which is sergeant. I tried to remember these dates here. 43.
Don't worry too much about dates.
Anyhow, I spent then, after coming out of hospital, I think I spent a while with my home unit there in, which was by that time Prussian Isle, which was again in East Prussia. And then they sent me to an officer's training course to by Berlin, Jüterbock, I believe it was. And that must have been in 43, beginning of 43, yes.
Did you become an officer?
After going through the training for 3 or 4 months, yes. Lieutenant, and that was the part there. And that must have been in 43, yes. And so I came out. My next front posting was in the Ukraine, and that was in autumn 43.
Did you go back to the same abteilung?
No, no, new one, completely new one again.
Do you remember which one that was,
no,
the number?
No, it was a different one. They came from the Rhineland. I wish now I had all the details, but I'm afraid that wasn't the... I can't remember anymore.
Do you know whereabouts in the Ukraine you found them?
Well, they... We found them in the Ukraine. There was a... we had the order came through, you will be in Krakow, or Krakow in Poland, by then and then, and you are requested to be there and there at that time. So we went to Krakow, and I met a very good friend there, and I spent some time in Pilsen. We were very good friends in Pilsen. He came from Silesia. And so we went to Krakow, and we were kept in a barrack. And then one night we were ordered to the station, but the train was very far outside the normal station, and it had a Red Cross on. And I think probably in that train there were about 200, 300, 400 officers of all ranks. Small lieutenants, captains, colonels. And that was the relief for some of the front troops in the... I think that was the south front, and the south, they had north, middle, and south. And they used the Red Cross sign there, which at that time didn't mean very much to us, but now afterwards you feel that they shouldn't have been done. But of course, most of the trains were... well, every second, third train was... blown up by partisans, and so I think they tried to minimize the risk there and sent it out by under Red Cross. But that was, I believe, only in Poland. I can't remember, we changed the train, I can't remember that was in Russia, but I can't remember that. So we were shipped out then, and we didn't know where to end, where we would end, but we had to come out near Dnipropetrovsk. So we went right through the Ukraine, and there was one interesting story. I met my father there, of all places. I knew only when I left my mother. I said, "Where's my dad?" And she said, "Well, he's near Vinnytsia. This is where they found later on the grave of, I think, Polish officers and people there who were murdered by the Russians." And he was in a unit which was... I think they are, they looked after Kolchus, the Russian Kolchus work. They had pigs and cows and pure food parts there. And he was a unit, and they looked after that. And I believe that was Organization Tot, they called it. not quite sure. Anyhow, we stopped at this railway station, and I knew it was near Vinica, so I went, there was a telephone post there, and I said, can you connect me with the next organization tot place? And he said, yes. And that was my father's place, so he came on the telephone after a while, and he said, can you stay there overnight? Well, and I pick you up tomorrow morning. Now, strictly speaking, that would be absent from your troop, because we should have taken the next train down to the front. But my friend agreed, and there was somebody else we should have reported to the next unit. He said, well, it doesn't really matter, and we stayed. We kept overnight there, and next morning my father picked us up in his little car there, and we spent 24 hours with him, so it was marvelous. Near the Bug, Bug River there. Doesn't really very quite unusual. Anyhow, then we came to our unit, and that was of course retreating from the Russian advance. And I think after about 4 weeks, I was injured again.
How did that happen?
Well, I came to this unit and I was, what do you call it, forward observation officer, probably. And so I was forward with my little group, directing our fire to another Russian battery, which I could see firing. And they must have picked us up, and suddenly I was injured again here on my arm. I was laying flat and looking through my eyeglass, and fortunately I, what is this there, 15 centimeter, 1 foot, would have gone right into my head, but it just went in here and over my head and stuck there into my back.
This is on your right side.
That's on my right side, yes. So that was, I didn't last long there, but there I met this Ukrainian, and I must say I'm full of admiration for these people, because they didn't have it easy, but they were wonderful, wonderful people.
What did their attitude towards the Soviet system seem to be?
Well, what we could gather, not very friendly. They didn't like it. And later on, we heard really that the Ukrainians welcomed the German troops with open arms, more or less, only after the crazy pure political domination started, and that they turned against the Germans. But I find them, and the normal Russian one, I get on very well with them. I can't say that it's my enemy. I wouldn't say that.
So you were pulled out again for more medical treatment?
Yes, I landed in a very famous town, Garmisch-Partenkirchen, for hospital. That was in 1943, then, yes. 43 up to the beginning of 44. I was about 2 months there, I believe. And then I came out again, back to my ground unit, home unit. And then I was posted to a new formation which was formed in Hameln, the Rhineland, beginning of February, March probably. Interesting part was it in Detmold. I was quartered with the one niece of the Kaiser. This is crazy that you didn't think they existed, but they were still there. And I remember that house was full of photographs, and each space was taken by a picture. What happened to them, I don't know. I think it was Detmold. Anyhow, we came to Hamm, new formation, and that must have been, yes, it must have been Easter, because I remember being there, we celebrated Easter there. And we were issued with, I believe, 10, 5 or 15 millimeter guns, and posted to the west. Of course, after spending most of the time in Russia, that was a relief, really. Any posting to the west, you regard it as a sort of picnic thing there, because up to now, the west didn't see very much fighting. It seemed to be much more civilized than the east. And so I joined this unit in Hameln, and there I was suddenly aware of the power, of the air power of the Western armies. Now we were waiting for guns and their machines, Zugmaschine, who carry it away, the big tractors really. And they were standing there, and Hamm was a very important railway junction, and that was bombed. And so when I heard it, then I raced to the station. I think I was left there. The rest of the unit was in France already, and we were waiting for some of the guns and the tractors to come to join them again. So I raced to the station and had to drive through to Hamm, burning houses left and right. Even the tarmac was burning there. I don't know how we got through. And then we found, to our relief, our tractors and heavy machinery completely intact outside the station. So at that time it was a big relief. The only snag was we couldn't start our transport to France from there. It had to be regulated through different stations and God knows what. But in general, the German railway managed quite well to repair damage by the aircraft, really. It's quite amazing. I think people realized it later, and it's the same now, that through air power alone you can't win a war. You have to be on the ground. But there it was, a massive reminder, well, we had a lot in front of us.
Was that a nighttime raid?
No, it must have been daytime raid, because I remember racing out there, it was in the evening, so it was afternoon probably. Hamm was, I think, one of the most important railway centers there in the Rhineland. But we got our, I think it was a